I'm Alan McIntosh, and I'm one of the organisers of the Broughton Spurtle and the Broughton Spurtle hustings on the 23rd of March for the Holyrood elections.
There's been an interesting change since the last hustings, hasn't there? You've had a boundary change.
Big boundary change, yes, between Edinburgh Central and Edinburgh Northern and Leith. We used to be just Edinburgh North and Leith, but the Boundary Commission redrew the area in 2010, and Edinburgh North and Leith lost a huge swathe of territory which it had normally thought of as a sort of Broughton heartland. We've lost the New Town, and we've lost East London Street, Broughton Street, and an area stretching west from Broughton Street towards Gayfield Square. Some people are exercised about that. I don't think it's going to make a huge difference, because Broughton people are used to having several different kinds of boundary running through their area. What's more significant for people is that they live together, work together, play together in a fairly narrowly defined geographical space. And if one wishes to be optimistic, you could say having more representative political voices articulating Broughton concerns, that's going to render us more influential, better able to defend ourselves, promote what we're interested in, what we believe in, than ever before. So I think it's a mixed blessing. I don't think it will affect the numbers coming to the hustings, because we've always had a wide audience for those.
Tell us about the hustings in the past. I hear that they can get quite spicy at times.
They can get a bit feisty, yes. We never wanted to kind of police them so that they, the hecklers don't feel that they can contribute to the hurly-burly of political discourse. But they are generally good-natured, and they are, by far the most part, well-ordered, well-run affairs where people get to ask questions and to answer them within strict rules. Where candidates try to bend the rules slightly, the meetings tend to be self-policing. It's usually the audience who tut vociferously to stop people talking too long, or to stop people interrupting other candidates. They're also very entertaining in the sense that you get a real feel for what candidates are like in a way that you can't tell from a press release or a written article. You get to see them interacting with members of the public. You get to see them interacting with each other. You see their social skills, their short tempers, their good nature, how quick they are thinking on their feet. You get to see whether they can answer a question articulately and concisely. And I think those are all useful indicators for a candidate. Obviously, we can't hope to cover all the issues that people might want to ask of an election, but we're just the first, or a constituent part of the election process. And this year, I think we're going to be one of the first hustings in Edinburgh. We're coming on the 23rd of March, which is the day after the politicians break up. Some of them will not even have their party manifestos ready yet. So they'll be speaking off the cuff. And that could be highly revealing a little later in the campaign, when they suddenly read what they're meant to have been saying and have to start backpedaling furiously. So it'll be worth turning up. It'll be very interesting.
And will you be reporting on it for the Spurtle as well as organising it?
Well, I'll be organising it on the night. We have a correspondent in mind who's covered these in the past. If he's available, he'll be there. He prefers to keep his identity quiet so that he can report with complete impunity and impartiality. But I think he's going to be present. We'll certainly find someone to cover the issues and to photograph them. And they will be reported in the April issue, well in advance of the election itself.
I've noticed in the Spurtle, as a publication, you don't tend to lean any way at all other than sticking up for your patch. Is that on purpose?
We don't want to alienate people particularly. I think you could probably say we have a broadly left-wing humanitarian slant to our politics, but we don't try and ram it on anyone's throat. And if there was someone who was an articulate, sympathetic, right-wing sympathising person, we would have no difficulty whatsoever in letting them say whatever they wanted to say. We'd just draw the line at political extremism, wherever it came from. The centre ground, we're happy to cover, wherever it comes from.
Okay, just going back a bit to the boundaries, Seafield is now a place where people who live on Broughton Street can have a say on. Do they care about Seafield?
I hesitate to say that they stay up at night worrying about it. Likewise, I don't think Seafield particularly cares about what's happening in Bellevue Crescent. But that's just the nature of politics. People do find themselves at opposite extremes of constituencies. I think, as I understand it, I think the demographics of Edinburgh Northern and Leith are interestingly mixed, and that's how I would want it. I don't want to live in a purely middle-class area. I don't want to live in a exclusively working-class area. I like the fact that Edinburgh North and Leith, or Northern and Leith as it is now, Broughton in general, is a mixed area with different interests, different abilities, different backgrounds. I think that's entirely healthy, and it's where I want to be.
Okay, and as the eyes and ears of the place, what do you reckon will be the issues that are covered at the hustings?
I would imagine that the proposed biomass plant in Leith would come up. I would imagine trams and the new fourth crossing would be pertinent questions about where's the money going to go. Other than that, I really can't predict. I mean, we never know on the evening what will come up. Sometimes we're totally surprised. At the Westminster hustings in May last year, one of the last questions to come up, just as everybody was relaxing and thinking about what they were going to pour into their glass when they got home, a question came from the back of the hall about fisheries policy, at which point you could see the blood draining from the candidates' faces. They had nowhere to go. They had no little desks in which they could hide their notes. They were all sitting bare-kneed in front of the audience, and they just had to get on with it as best they could. And in fact, a question like that, which none of them was expecting, brought out the best in many. It was very entertaining.
Which way do you think people are going to vote? Are you in a position to say?
I don't know. And if you look at the figures for the notional figures for the redrawn constituency, Labour under Malcolm Chisholm seems to be coming home comfortably. I don't know any more than anybody else whether that's true or not.
Right, how many people tend to come along, and where are you holding it this year?
It's varied for different hustings over the years, but it seems to be that the numbers are picking up, contrary to other people's expectations. For the Westminster elections last time, we had over 200 turn up, so it was quite a major event. This year, we don't know how many are coming, but we've got ample capacity for everybody. It's being held in Broughton St Mary's Parish Church, which is on Bellevue Crescent. Entry is free. There's disabled access if you need it. There'll be people to show you how to get in that way. And we're expecting a good evening. We've had so far, I think we've had five candidates confirm that they're coming. We've got the Scottish Greens coming. Not sure which candidate's coming for them. Malcolm Chisholm's coming. Shelley-Ann Somerville's coming for the Scottish Nationals. Margaret MacDonald, independent, is able to come. And Dan Farthing for the Liberal Democrats is coming. And slight turmoil at Scottish HQ for the Tories. They will be sending someone, but they don't know who it is yet. They're still scratching around, or maybe that's the wrong way of putting it, choosing between so many fantastic candidates that they don't know which one is coming yet. But they will have a candidate for us by the 23rd of March.